Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This was a train wreck for the Obama administration. This law looks like it's going to be struck down. I'm telling you, all of the predictions, including mine, that the justices would not have a problem with this law were wrong. Justice Kennedy, the swing vote, was enormously skeptical. Justice Alito, Justice Scalia were constantly skeptical. Justice Thomas didn't say anything, but we know his position on the issue. The liberal justices kept making the point that we've discussed here many times that people who refuse to buy health insurance are, in fact, part of the health insurance market. They are, in fact, imposing costs on the taxpayer. And Paul Clement, who was representing the 26 states challenging the law, responded that if you believe that not acting is commerce, there's no limiting principle to that.
That's CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, who thinks there is no doubt the Supreme Court will overturn Obamacare. The Supreme Court and the Affordable Care Act are where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily event. Doug Steffen here from Fox. Bill O'Reilly talks about the battle over Obamacare, which he also believes is done.
Consensus is that Solicitor General Donald Varelli, representing the Obama administration, did not make a strong argument in asserting that the federal government has a right to force Americans to buy health insurance or anything else for that matter. Varelli got caught when he tried to call the fine that would be imposed if Americans didn't buy health insurance a tax. Liberal Justice Stephen Breyer wasn't buying it.
They paid the tax, then they're in compliance with the law.
Why do you keep saying tax?
They pay the tax penalty.
Thank you.
Compliance with the law.
Thank you, Justice Breyer. A penalty.
That's right.
All right, of course it's a penalty. This tax thing is completely bogus. It's a penalty. And that means the government is punishing us if we don't conform to the federal demand to purchase what they want us to purchase. That, ladies and gentlemen, is flat out unconstitutional. The feds cannot force us to buy anything. Nowhere in the Constitution is that power found. The other pro-Obamacare argument is equally weak. The so-called Commerce Clause, whereby the feds regulate interstate transactions, gives Congress the power to force us to buy things. I pointed that out last night. One thing that the federal government compels you to buy. One thing.
Well, let me say that under the Militia Act of 1792, people were compelled to buy muskets and powder. But this actually doesn't require the Militia Act. This doesn't actually require people to buy health insurance. And I think it would be good if you read the legislation, because it doesn't. It imposes a penalty. And a penalty is different from forcing
people to buy. That's compelling somebody to do something if you're going to punish them for not doing it. Now, the Militia Act of 1792, I'm sure we're all familiar with that. Very interesting. That was basically a mandate by the federal government to the 14 existing states at the time to raise a standing militia so the new nation could defend itself if invaded, as it was in 1812. The Militia Act had nothing to do with commerce, so Ms. Frederickson, with all due respect, was misleading you. Today it became clear in the Supreme Court that most of the justices are extremely skeptical of Obamacare.
Here the government is saying that the federal government has a duty to tell the individual citizen that it must act. And that is different from what we have in previous cases.
Well,
that changes the relationship of the federal government to the individual in a very fundamental way.
In other words, if Obamacare is allowed to stand, federal power would be increased to a point where Americans could be told exactly how to spend their money. Precedent will be established, but it won't be. The court is going to rule the health care mandate unconstitutional. It has to. The justices cannot allow a power grab like that. In the end, America must overhaul its health care system. We all know that. And it must use the free market to do it. Obamacare is a disaster, economically, socially, and politically. And that's the truth.
Coming up, more on health care here on The Countdown. The Supreme Court is going to have an interesting time, and we'll talk more about that here on The Countdown.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028. 1-800-788-0028.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Talk Radio in review. The focus on the Supreme Court this week. From Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, talk host Rick Jensen has attorney Gil Davis on his program. They talk about the legal battle seems to be shifting, and it seems to be moving against this health care act.
You know, you have a number of news organizations that are all flustered up saying that, oh my gosh, looks like it might be bad for Obamacare, yada yada. Okay, I'm less concerned about the headlines, and we're going to be talking about all that, but I'm more concerned with how it's being played and how well the two sides are doing.
Well, apparently, the Solicitor General is not doing or did not do as well today as he apparently did yesterday. All I'm parroting there is Jeffrey Toobin, who has said that. But one of the phrases that I think is that gives conservatives comfort on this case is the statement that Kennedy, Justice Kennedy, said. He said that. This mandate that requires you to buy health insurance by forcing people into that market is a new and troubling use of federal power. And he says, and I'm quoting, that changes the relationship of the individual to the federal government, Kennedy said.
Hmm.
So it would because. No other case is really on point that says for sure that a citizen must pay into something that they don't want to, that they're not in really commerce. And, of course, that's the question here. Does the Interstate Commerce Clause justify this? And I don't think it does, because if it did, then we might as well forget federalism. The states will be irrelevant no matter what the government decides to do, and they can pin it on the Commerce Clause or buttress it for the, on the Commerce Clause. The states will be irrelevant. So I think it bodes well, probably, for the result, although you can't read the tea leaves necessarily just by the questions that are asked by the justices of the lawyers who are making the presentation.
No, it could be that they're asking sort of devil's advocate questions to get an idea what those arguments might be. But, you know, it is very much unlike cars and car insurance. Everyone's had this discussion for the last couple of years anyway. You are engaged in some kind of commerce there. Here you're just living and breathing. And I think what most people really want to know is, you know, which way are they leaning? What is it, you know, who had the stronger arguments? And what I'd like to know from you is, you know, as you get to understand and peer into the comments made, or the questions, rather, the questions asked by the justices, based upon your experience of the Supreme Court, I guess you read between the lines of the questions to get an idea of where they stand right now.
Well, that's an interesting thought, because there's other things going on in this question and answer that most people don't appreciate. For example, a justice on the court might take a position that he's really trying to persuade another justice to support, and so they use the foil of the advocate who's making the oral argument to try to persuade another justice who may be leaning, but not yet decided.
Another talk host named Trey Weir talked to Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who is a former law clerk for the Supreme Court, and they talk about how Lee thinks the court is leaning on this case.
What was the takeaway for you, Senator, from the arguments that you heard yesterday, some of the questioning that you heard, particularly from, say, Justice Kennedy?
Well, look, as a former law clerk at the Supreme Court, as someone who has seen scores of Supreme Court arguments over the years, I'm always a little reluctant to predict which way the Supreme Court is going to rule, but I can tell you, in this case, I'm willing to make an exception. Based on the cadence, the intonation, the body language, the facial expressions, the substance of the questions asked, and the reaction to the answers provided by the lawyers arguing before the Supreme Court, I saw real skepticism from five of the justices yesterday. Real skepticism from Chief Justice Roberts and from Justices Kennedy, Scalia, Thomas, and Alito. And I think that means that the Supreme Court is likely to invalidate the individual mandate.
The law will come down at that point?
Yeah, I think the law will come down at that point. Now, one of the things being argued today is how much of the law has to come down if the individual mandate is unconstitutional. That's a question that lawyers refer to as severability, which means whether or not the rest of the law can operate independently of the part that was deemed unconstitutional. So, I don't think it can. I think it will be deemed non-severable. I think the whole law is likely to come down. I'll be able to answer that question better after today.
I understand. Let's just say they go with the severability, though, and we are left with portions of this law. What needs to be done at that point to totally eradicate the United States of this terrible law?
Well, you know, it depends on what they leave intact, but my assessment is that the law can't really function effectively or independently without the individual mandate. And so, regardless of what the Supreme Court does, even if it concludes that it's severable, changes will have to be made, and those changes will just have to be made by Congress instead of the courts.
All right, so that pretty much summarizes where that conversation is at the moment. Meanwhile, the latest from the campaign trail up next on the Countdown Show.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You're curious about what's on talk radio and talk television. Haven't had a chance to check in the last day or two. Well, we have it all sort of sizzled together here. Here are Big John Howell and Amy Jacobson talking on their program to host Steve Cochran about Newt Gingrich's latest fundraising effort, charging people $50 to get a picture with him.
When you go out, and cocktails with Cochran, they're tremendously successful. When you go out, how much do you charge your listeners for an autographed picture of you? Because Newt Gingrich now has to charge $50 if you want to take a picture with Newt. It's $50. Are you over or under that?
I give people $50 to take one of my pictures. So I'll take a picture, I'll sign it, and they'll give me nothing. I'll give them $50 to take it. Sometimes with a signature, I have to pay them $75.
I don't know if you talked about this on your program yesterday, but Newt basically, the jet is gone now, the charter jet, of course, and most of his staff, they're standing down because the money's gone. And right now, Calista's out pitching her book, the Elephant Book, and Newt, when he goes along, if you want to take a picture with a former speaker, he's asking for a minimum donation of $50. I don't think this bodes well for Gingrich 2012.
Yeah, but you know, we saw a little glimpse of this last week with Etch-a-Sketch-Gate when Santorum gave away 20 Etch-a-Sketches and Newt had one for a little girl. So there was a tell about a week ago. No, it's not going well for Newt. Newt is kind of repositioning. All the headlines this morning are he's using a blocking strategy now. He wants to block the delegates to force the fight to the convention floor. We're about probably a week away from goodnight, Newt.
Yeah, but I think it's pathetic and sick that he's trying to charge people $50. Who's going to get in line for that?
Yeah, look, this, you're a sweet little old lady. You love Newt. You love the Newtster. You give him a hug. Oh, could I get a picture? And then he's going through your purse for 50. That's no good. That's not a good thing.
Here's host John McCure talking to reporter Tom Murray about Rick Santorum's campaign stops in Wisconsin this week.
How was he received by the crowds today, Tom?
Well, he spoke to a very friendly crowd at the Elks Lodge up in Beaver Dam. He gave a very long speech at the Elks Lodge, spoke for about an hour.
Wow.
Which is, as you know, relatively long for a political speech. Usually they're in about the 15 to 20 minute range. He made a kind of an off the book stop at the Mineshaft restaurant in Hartford.
The Mineshaft?
The Mineshaft.
Wow.
You guys know about that on the radio?
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that place.
So he was at the Mustache, where he ordered a Sprecher beer, and it was not on the official calendar, so it was just a small crowd of people that were there to greet him in Hartford.
So did he take in the $2 million game room at the Mine Shaft?
His daughter, his 20-year-old daughter, Elizabeth, who's the oldest of his, I believe, seven children, was with him, was trying to persuade him to try out the Mine Shaft photo booth, but Santorum declining, despite his daughter's pleas.
Hey, Tom, what is the mood on the campaign? You've covered a lot of these politicians during this cycle. Does he really believe he can win Wisconsin and ultimately the nomination?
Well, only he could tell you if he believes he can win Wisconsin. He will say that he really does need to win Wisconsin, using words like battleground to describe this state. I asked him if he believes Wisconsin is crucial to his campaign, as the pundits are saying. He says, well, it should be obvious by the amount of time that I'm spending here this week. Three of the last 4 days, Santorum has been in Wisconsin, getting a head start by far on Romney, who we've not yet seen in this state. We've seen Romney's wife here, but Romney himself has not been in Wisconsin yet. So Romney is clearly spending a lot of time and money. He really needs to win in a key Midwestern state like Wisconsin.
Up next, more from the campaign trail here on the Talk Radio Review.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Are aches and pains still keeping you up? Here's a nice surprise. Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Get the multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a non-habit forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use only as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
What appearance, and not a fortune.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. Doug Steffen back with continuing coverage, focus on the presidential race. On the Tonight Show, Jay Leno talked to Mitt Romney about Rick Santorum's recent comments that he'd be willing to be Romney's vice president.
Rick Santorum this week, in one breath, in the same day, he said, oh, you were the worst possible guy to run against Obama. And the same day, he said, I'd be his vice president. What are your thoughts on that? What did you think when you watched that? What did you think?
Well, you know, you're on all the time when you're running for office. Mm-hmm. Everything you say is being followed by, you know, a small camera of some kind that someone has. You don't always get every word just right. Mm-hmm. And so you have to give people a little bit of slack, mm-hmm. I think. And in this case, Rick Santorum's a good guy. He's running a good campaign. We have some differences in background and differences on some issues, but basically a good guy. And, you know, I'm happy with him saying he'd like to be part of an administration mm-hmm. with me. Nothing wrong with that. If he's the VP, that's better.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the president than him be the vice president.
But didn't he endorse you in 2008? Didn't I see that? Or was
he
that
did.
Like in another alternate universe? How does this work?
Well, that was a very big thing. He was kind enough to endorse me and said that I'm a real conservative, a true conservative, and I think those words were actually the most credible, given the fact he was not at that time a candidate. So I keep on going on those words.
So you go by that one.
Yeah,
go
just
by
say,
the first
yeah, remind
one.
People
okay.
of that.
So tell me about Vice President. What are you looking for?
I haven't actually put a list together at this stage.
Come on.
Would be presumptuous, all right, number one.
I'm not even like with the wife, you know, honey, this guy, I mean, really, it's never come up. I'm not even running, and I discuss it with my wife. So, so you haven't thought of, geez. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I can do you a favor with this. I'll choose David Letterman. We can help us both.
Oh, there you go. There you are. Now, I'll give you a list of candidates. You give me one word on each person. Let's see. Give me one.
Couple of words, maybe?
Chris Christie.
Oh, okay. Indomitable.
Indomitable.
Yeah.
All right. All right, okay.
He's got a man of strong will. Great strength.
Strong,
I mean,
man
indomitable.
Of girth.
No, just if you attack Chris Christie, you're going to get more than you bargained for. He comes back hard and strong, indomitable.
Marco Rubio.
I'll try for smaller words.
Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
We're trying to reach. Yeah, we don't want to. Marco Rubio.
The American dream.
Okay, that's three words.
I know, three words. All right, American Dream.
American Dream, yeah. Okay.
Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan. Creative.
Creative?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley?
Nikki Haley. Energetic.
Energetic.
Yeah.
Donald Trump?
Huge.
Huge. Rick Santorum?
Press secretary.
Press secretary.
Yeah.
Here are radio host Bob Davis and Tom Emmers talking about Mr. Santorum's comments that Romney is the worst Republican in the country to go up against President Obama.
Since when is it inflammatory for saying an opponent is the worst Republican in the country to put up against Barack Obama? What would you think he would say? He's campaigning against Romney. He is campaigning. He's got his own thing. What do you think he's going to say? That Romney's a great guy and you should vote for him? I mean, this is ridiculous. This whole discussion is ridiculous. First of all, he's right, without qualification, that Romney is... You think Romney's going to go up there and talk about Obamacare when he goes to debate the president?
It'll be interesting.
I mean, it's off the table. He can't possibly debate.
Will he say this?
Well,
you know, that was the state of Massachusetts exercising its right to be a laboratory of freedom in its own right. And I think it's wrong for the federal government to do a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
But socialized medicine in my state's okay.
Yeah,
is that
okay.
Going to be the argument?
No, exactly. What's Obama going to say to that? You know what I'd say? I'd say, thank you, Governor. Appreciate it. It was a great idea, and it's great for all Americans. And you're welcome. Most importantly, most of Romney's delegates are from blue states, not likely to vote Republican in the general election. So he is the worst candidate. Sorry, but he is the worst candidate
now
the Republicans could possibly
words.
Put up. No, I'm not distorting words at all.
You are.
He is the worst candidate. Number one, he's the worst candidate because of the Romney Care issue. But two, his strength is in blue states that are not going to vote Republican. So what's going to happen? They're going to nominate Romney, okay, if they nominate Romney. They nominate Romney, he runs. And conservatives are completely unimpressed. The people who really want to hear someone go after and promote conservative causes in this country, completely unimpressed, and they basically turn away. So you lose Congress, and you don't win the Senate, and then you get Romney as president, let's say. Let's just say that happens. Who says that he's going to be any less liberal than Obama with a Republican Congress? And this is why this whole thing, this is why from the get-go this morning, talking about philosophy and why these guys need to understand markets and everything else, and we need to have a candidate who can fight these issues instead of a candidate who's going to equivocate and who's going to sandbag and who's going to say one thing and another thing and then another thing and then another thing to protect himself.
Up next, we'll move on to the Trayvon Martin case. Seems to be more to this than meets the ear. That's on the countdown in a moment.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory by end of month, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. If a floor is in stock, it's on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance. Choose from over 60 laminates starting at only 39 cents a square foot. Over 255 pre-finished hardwood floors from just $1.49 a square foot. But you must take possession by March 31st. Plus, take advantage of special extended financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store. Don't wait. Sale absolutely ends close of business Saturday.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you parts. No, we work to bring you deals on parts. Like right now, when you buy any Autolite spark plug wires, we'll give you a set of Autolite Platinum spark plugs valued up to $24 free. At Advance, we get you the parts you need fast. And then sometimes we give you free stuff. As if fast wasn't sweet enough. Service is our best part. See store for details.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Eric Weinmayer knew the risks. Less than 1,200 people had ever conquered Mount Everest, and more than 175 had died trying. But still he climbed, not seeing the terrifying drops or the fear on other faces. And when he reached the summit, he didn't even see the view, because Eric Weinmayer is blind. He proved it doesn't take sight to reach the top. It takes vision. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Talk Radio in Review. Yes, this Trayvon Martin case in Florida has a lot of people confused. Here's Ed Schultz talking to Daryl Parks, an attorney for Trayvon Martin's family, about the latest news in the case, including reports the lead investigator for the police was told by the state's attorney office not to charge the guy who shot Mr. Martin.
This is a big development. An investigator, the lead investigator, wanted to file charges. The state's attorney says no, back off. That state's attorney is no longer on the case investigating. There are new people handling it in the legal arena. The culture of this story now is that there's one leak after another. This is a hell of a leak from inside the power structure within the wheels of justice, so to speak, the legal end of it, and of course the police department. What's your reaction to this report about manslaughter charges being dropped from the investigation when the lead investigator wanted to file them?
Well, I think he's exactly right from the beginning. As you look at the evidence in this case, almost everyone comes to the conclusion that this man should have been charged. And now we see, after the covers have been pulled back, that the lead investigator felt exactly the same way.
Does this fuel the emotions of everything that surrounds this case?
Yes, it does. Unfortunately, it makes these parents keep having to go through the pain every day of feeling this. I mean, this type of revelation, which we're just now learning about, where the state attorney's office, for whatever reason, stopped him from filing those charges. He should have been charged that night, and that investigator had it right.
There has been so much public scrutiny surrounding this case. It seems to me, and I'm speculating here, that the lead investigator might have felt that he was being professionally tarnished, wanting the public to know that he thought manslaughter charges should have been filed, yet they hadn't been filed. It's the perfect scenario for a leak, don't you think?
Yes, it is, and that's why I see it's coming out now.
Well, are you hopeful that the new investigators will use this information to properly prosecute this case?
I'm more than confident. You know, we've met with them several times over the last couple of days. I feel very confident about what Prosecutor Corey is going to do. Also, feel very confident the investigator that she has on the ground working on this case. They're doing an excellent job. They have promised that they will make sure that everything is looked at in this particular case, and they're doing just that. They're in Sanford right now. They're working, and the family feels very comfortable with what they're doing.
Mr.
And
Parks,
we plan to assist them as much as we can.
Okay, Mr. Parks, you're giving us new information tonight. You're telling us that the family now believes that there will be charges filed, and you, with the legal team, thinking that this is going to be enough to see some charges filed, that you think the wheels of justice are moving.
I think they're moving. I think what I'm saying to you is the investigation is going on. I don't think this one tidbit of information, this certainly brings about a great piece of evidence that they can use to say, hey, the guy who investigated it first feels as if charges should be filed. I think it's a great piece of evidence to push the prosecutor on in that direction.
But you've had indications from the prosecutor that there's probably going to be charges?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that they're on the ground, they're working very hard, and they're checking all the facts. I believe that once they check all the facts, I believe personally, that they will find enough to charge him.
Talk host Geraldo Rivera apologizing for his comments earlier this week that Trayvon Martin was partially to blame for what happened because of the way he was dressed.
I want to say that I am sorry to anyone offended by what one prominent black conservative called my, quote, very practical, potentially life-saving campaign urging black and Hispanic parents not to let their children go around wearing hoodies. Now, here's why I'm apologizing. Because according to my legion of critics, I've recently discovered, by putting responsibility on what kids wear instead of how people react to those kids, I may have obscured the main point of the Trayvon Martin case, which is that someone shot and killed an unarmed teenager. And over the last week, I've been buried under an avalanche of rage and ridicule. If you saw Stephen Colbert last night, you know what I'm talking about. Essentially saying that I was blaming Trayvon for his own death. I wasn't, I don't, and I remain absolutely convinced of what I said about kids asking for trouble. But still, a sincere, ladies and gentlemen, I mean this, a heartfelt apology to anyone I may have offended by my crusade to warn minority families of the danger to their young sons inherent in gangster-style clothing like hoodies. There's trouble enough for minority boys and young men not to provoke mad responses from paranoid jerk-offs. But that fact doesn't change what many, including members of my own family, and if you heard my son Gabriel yesterday, you know what I'm talking about, many of my friends, what they believe, that I have obscured or at least diverted attention from the principal fact, which is that the unarmed 17-year-old was shot dead by a man who was never seriously investigated by local police. And if that's true, I apologize.
Here's the radio host John Curley talking to former NAACP leader C.L. Bryant about Al Sharpton's involvement in this case and how it takes the focus off the real problem.
Can you tell me about the two ideologies that are at play right now with this Trayvon Martin case?
One is an ideology of being a victim. One is the other is an ideology of solving problems that cause these types of circumstances. The ideology of Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson have always been to show up once the victim has, once someone is supposedly victimized.
Mm-hmm.
My ideology deals with the root cause, and that is those who are not self-sufficient, those who put themselves in situations to create Trayvon Martins and to create shooters like Zimmerman.
So you refer to Al Sharpton as a welfare pimp.
Yes, he definitely, those many people who, and not all, but many people who follow the Reverend Al are people who, in fact, look for the to the government for some type of subsistence,
mm-hmm.
some type of dependency. And most of them are minorities, unfortunately. This isn't anything that I'm saying to hit below the belt. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
And this is something that needs to be exposed.
So, Reverend Bryant, if you could be down there in Florida and have 10,000 or 100,000 people stand there and wait for you to speak, let's say you follow Jesse Jackson, what would you then say to the crowd? I mean, how would you heal or how would you want to deal with what happened between Trayvon Martin and Mr. Zimmerman? What would you say to the throng standing there with hoodies and Skittles and iced tea?
That was a point that Roland made that really was a valid point. And what have I done in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
The answer that I really should have, in hindsight, said was we have young men killing each other here in Louisiana, where I live.
Yeah.
And what difference would it make if I'm in Chicago when I have people killing themselves, young men killing themselves in Louisiana? In other words, charity begins at home. You have to start in Samaria, in Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
and then in Samaria and the utmost parts of the world. I would tell the people in that gathering there in Sanford, Florida, or even in Washington, D.C., to go back to your homes. Go back to Alabama. Go back to wherever you came from and make a difference there where you are. Make a difference where you live. Let's not wait until we have a white and black situations to come out outraged. Let's be outraged over our kids who are being killed.
Right. Up next, let's shift our focus to the story of the JetBlue pilot that had a meltdown on a flight this week. Next up on the countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, a lot of buzz the last 24 hours on both talk radio and talk television, and certainly a lot on Facebook and Twitter about this JetBlue pilot that had some kind of a meltdown during a flight from New York to Las Vegas. Here's Megyn Kelly talking to Paul Babitkas, who was a passenger on the flight, one of the ones who helped restrain the pilot.
Take us there. You're sitting on the flight. You're going from New York to Vegas. What's your first sign of trouble on the flight?
Well, I have to tell you, you know, it was a truly perilous situation where I initially observed a male, white, approximately 6'3", 6'4", about 250 pounds, physically fit, dart down the aisle toward the cockpit of the airline and the airplane and pound on the door, demanding entry. Mm. And while he's demanding entry into the cockpit, he's shouting something to the effect that, bomb, open the door, they're going to get us. And at that point, I realized that, you know, this is not legitimate. This is not a legitimate call. There's something wrong here. And my immediate thoughts were that perhaps it was a person that may have procured a JetBlue uniform and was using it as a ruse to break into the cockpit and take control of the airline.
What made you step in and start to restrain the pilot? Was it a call for help by the flight attendant?
No, it was actually prior to that. I actually, based upon my observations and instincts and training with the NYPD, that it had all the telltale signs of something that was not going very well. So I immediately went to the front of the cabin, which was in the middle, right in the area of the galley, where instinctively three other passengers also converged in that area. Between the four of us, I made a quick assessment and decided that after grabbing this guy, who was totally physically fit, I mean,
you had to be somewhat terrified, Paul, no? I mean, even with your police experience?
It was a very scary situation, but in cases like this, this is where training and experience kick in. And again, cooperation. with the other passengers, that we all had a great relationship where we were able to work in sync to get this person down on the ground in a safe and effective and controlled manner, and to essentially hold him down on the ground for approximately 15 minutes until law enforcement personnel then boarded the flight. Wow. And took custody control of him.
Continuing on with this, hosts Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson talked to aviation expert Mark Rosenker about this JetBlue pilot who's been formally charged with obstructing a flight crew, which caused an emergency landing in Amarillo.
A new development this afternoon in the JetBlue pilot meltdown. Pilot Clayton Osborne has been formally charged with obstructing a flight crew. His erratic behavior caused an emergency landing of a flight from New York to Vegas the other day, and a group of passengers wound up tackling him and restraining him until the plane made an emergency landing in Amarillo, Texas.
Have you ever heard of an instance like this before?
Actually, I've heard of just a few, one of which was a co-pilot on an Air Canada flight that occurred back in 2008 where he needed to be sedated and taken from the flight deck. And then, of course, we don't know exactly what motivated the Egypt Air captain to take that aircraft down. So this is a serious issue that must be looked into, because what we had here was a picture-perfect captain that had been flying for JetBlue for more than a dozen years, and all of a sudden went off the deep end. What is going on? What needs to be looked at in our Class 1 physicals from the FAA? Do we need a better psychological profile before we give certification to these people? This was a terrible situation.
Right, and of course, those are questions we're not going to be able to answer at this moment. So let's shift a bit to what happened on the plane and the other captain who locked him out. How did they handle it?
I think this was handled extremely well. Based on what I have seen from the criminal complaint, the pilot began to act unusual during the first parts of this flight. He actually showed up late, didn't get the appropriate briefings, and then, of course, was acting very strangely on the flight deck. The first officer did exactly what he was supposed to do, tried to make sure that he made sure that he had control of the aircraft. He had tried to get him to leave the flight deck, and he successfully did that. And then at that point, he locked the door. And this was a picture-perfect handling of getting the captain off of that flight deck.
Now, when pilots fly, obviously, it is a physical job. It also requires a lot of skill and alertness. Are pilots required to get periodic mental health evaluations during their careers?
Well, what happens is you must take a Class 1 FAA physical if you are a commercial pilot flying for the airlines. Depending upon your age, up to the age of 40, you would do one of these very comprehensive physicals once a year. If you are above 40, and this particular captain was, he was 49, he needed to do one every 6 months. This included a psychological examination, but it isn't a very heavy one unless, in fact, there appears by the flight medical examiner to show some disturbance.
Find out more about all the items on the countdown at DougStephan.com.